Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just talking to you about how you're going to be adopting, or, well, not adopting, but helping out with a little pooch at your house.
Well, it could end up turning into a foster fail, and we could end up adopting this little poochie, but...
Well, you guys are good people for helping out that situation.
Taking one in. I mean, it's a test run for us, too,
having
a dog in the house.
You've never had one, hey?
No. Well, we've had cats for the longest time, but...
Yeah.
With the four-year-old in the house constantly asking for a dog, we'll test it out.
He's going to get his wish.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Well, what have we got in our Country Music Insider today?
Lainey Wilson has been in Australia now for almost a month, and she recently did an interview where she broke down some of the stuff that she's been doing.
We've been down under now for almost a month. It has been so much fun. We have gotten to hold koalas. We have gotten to go to the Australian Zoo and meet Bindi Irwin. We have gotten to go to a hot springs. We've got to have a boat ride in the harbor of Sydney, playing some of the best shows I have ever played in my entire life. Australia, New Zealand, y'all know how to act up.
Sounds like we might lose Lainey Wilson to Australia.
Right?
Here. Sounds like she loves it.
Loser to koalas and the Irwins?
not a bad way to get lost, for sure.
Megan Maroney was recently talking about her songwriting process and how she made sure that her song 6 months later had the right tempo for it. But this is what she had to say.
When we wrote that, we went on a run and the tempo was too slow because I wanted to be able to run to 6 months later. So now the tempo that you hear on the radio is running approved.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's how
you have to figure out, like, I was like, something's not right with this. Like, it's making me, like, I feel like I'm lagging right now and I need to be hyped up. So
that's kind of cool. Hey,
like
change
that.
The
yeah.
version because it's all about the performance.
Being able to run to it,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Garth Brooks has announced that he's going to be headlining Summerfest in Milwaukee this summer from June until July.
Awesome.
But the lineup to this sounds amazing. Megan Maroney, Post Malone, and Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
We're also going to be headlining this thing.
Lots of talented singing right there.
On top of Garth Brooks, yep. The world's top ranked golfer, Scottie Scheffler, apparently is a huge country music fan. He even has a playlist called the Scheffler Shuffle.
Oh.
Say that five times fast.
Scheffler Shuffle, Scheffler Shuffle. Yeah, I'm already gone.
Yeah. But it features artists like George Strait, Parker McCallum, Cody Johnson, Brooks and Dunn, and more. And Jelly Roll is officially going to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry on March 10th.
Nice.
And Lainey Wilson is going to be doing the honors of inducting him. He first learned about the invitation back in December when Craig Morgan surprised him with a video message about him. Craig is actually going to perform at the induction ceremony as well alongside Ernest. And then a portion of the ticket sales for that show are going to support the Judge Dickens Educational Center, which is a cause that is close to Jelly's heart.
Yeah, Jelly was pretty emotional when he got that video, too. I saw that.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. All right, well, there you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.